You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Well.
The fourth pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. The third pick goes to the New York Knicks. The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
That's what we saw, what was in the behind-the-scenes closed doors.
New Orleans.
Congratulations to New Orleans for winning the first pick in the 2019 NBA lottery.
Alvin Gentry apologizing because he probably reacted the way a lot of you Pels fans did. Welcome to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more than what, that Camel Wednesday hump day, is that what it is?
That's Shock G, the Digital Underground. Head coach Sean of the Peyton. Caleb the Camel. I'm just going to give you the number now. 800-998-1003. Twitter, at ESPN Radio NOLA. I think you kind of know what the topic is today. Words of wisdom, Shock G.
All the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
And with that note, Joey, go ahead and pot it down before I even give my thoughts. I think you just need to listen to this, right?
He's the elevator man. He's the elevator man.
It's a freakish combination, and freakish in a great way. That I've never seen anybody like him on a basketball court.
Congratulations
floor.
To right there New Orleans.
Are
you serious?
Now Zion in traffic. Jams it home with a right hand.
That is it. Violence at the rim.
Carolina by one. Williamson in traffic. Off the glass. Follows his own miss.
Sit on guy. Up. The kick. Open again is Hunter. Never mind. Zion Williamson with other idea.
The night he was honored with the Player of the Year award. Oh, look at that steal. Oh, look at this. Zion, what a show he's putting on.
Look out.
Well, let's see. Who got it? Well, there's no question about that one.
The floor with four as well. Here's Williamson trying to get to the basket and does.
Ray Jones. And always Williamson is in the lane.
Look out.
Beautiful acrobatics from Williamson.
Zion Williamson right into the chest of Jack Saul, who says, what did I do? Williamson with a chance for a three-point play.
I'll tell you, but DeLore, look at that pass.
Jones! That was a magnificent dish.
On defense, trying to come up with the ball. The lob, there at the finish! He might have the whole top 10 to himself by the end.
How about that pass?
No doubt about
ahead
look at
to
that
Jones.
Pass.
With the reverse.
Williamson guarding Bowman right now, and he got a piece of it.
Raekwon taking it inside. He's stumped.
Back to a six-point Blue Devil advantage. Here's Hughes. And slapped off the glass.
Oh,
Williamson, a rejection. What a block by Zion Williamson.
Another miss layup. Langford rejected by Williamson.
Williamson.
That foul, by the way, on Cato was his fourth.
Zion Williamson spikes it.
That, and you see why everyone's so excited.
Williamson to steal. Oh, my goodness.
I can go on and on. That is what is coming to New Orleans. 800-998-1003. Hello and welcome to the Sports Hangover. I'm Gus Cattingale. Sharif Fyshak, so excited. He had to wear his Pelicans red and get in the studio here as well. Sharif, give me your best 10 seconds. The phone lines are ringing. I want to get the fans today. Your 10 seconds, man.
Wow. Just wow. Yeah. Yesterday before it happened, I was just like, Fletcher and I were like, I'd probably get 7 or 8. And then we sat there and we're like, what? 4? 3? Mm-hmm. 2? 1? Explosion.
Saw it in the newsroom too, the video on Twitter. Jordan, your best 10 seconds before we get to Patrick and Andy.
I told you.
He's bruh, claiming credit. He FaceTimed me. We watched it live. It was incredible, man. Just the sense and the feeling. It was incredible. I will give definitely a ton of thoughts. Where they go next, that's on social media at ESPN Radio NOLA. And I want your reactions. That's also a question of the day at ESPN Radio NOLA. Andy, you're on the on-deck circle. Patrick, you're up. If the phone lines are busy, keep calling. We'll go through them as fast as we can. Patrick from Lake Charles, what you got, buddy?
Hey, 3 year in a row partial season ticket holder. Lake Charles, a good little bit of drive from New Orleans. Last night, I didn't even watch it. I did not even watch it. I didn't want to see where they fell. But, man, I get like 10 texts. I get 10 texts back. You saw this? You saw that? And I'm like, okay, there's a playoff game going on. What's happening? Mm-hmm. Get online, and the internet's on fire. I jump out of my car in my driveway. I'm running up and down the street screaming. Oh, man, it's a great day. It was a great night. And where do you go? I don't know, but I do know that you have all the chips on the table. There's nothing nobody can hold against the New Orleans Pelicans right now in terms of a trade wager or anything like that. You got to send the house if you want AD. I say AD stays. I say you build a dynasty. I say we win a ship in the next 2 years.
Patrick, there he is, all excited. Thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Yes, Andy, sir. Before we get to you, we've been saying, Sharif, and you know this on this show, I've been so excited about this kid. I'm like, if you could only. Because I think it's what the NBA needs, a fresh young face, so much energy, team guy, wants to play when everyone told him don't play. And it's the effect that I kept saying. Everyone wants to, can he develop a shot? Can he shoot the three? Do what you do. And then you build around. The Zion Williams effect that you cannot teach or have with anyone else. ESPN's telecast of the NBA draft lottery threw a 3.9 TV rating up 77% from last year's lottery. Also 22% from the 2015 telecast, which drew a record 3.2. Rachel Nichols said Zion looked like he'd been hit by a truck when he found out the ratings. Again, this guy is just that popular. I mean, you do ratings all the time with your TV station, Channel 6.
I would like to know the ratings in New Orleans after last night. I'm sure it shot up a lot, especially in this city. Might have been the number, probably behind New York and L.A., but I'm sure it was pretty high up there.
Andy, thanks for giving us a call from New Orleans, man. What you got, bud?
How you doing, man?
Doing fine, buddy.
I got a statement to make, and I got a question to ask. Mm-hmm. The statement is, we're going to get Zion. The question I got to ask is, what are the odds Anthony Davis will stay, in your opinion?
Huh. Sharif, I would say the odds right now, based on the fact that right after Zion Williamson, well, right after the Pelicans won the lottery, right? Almost immediately, yep. Sharif, correct me if I'm wrong, national people, even ESPN personnel, what Wojnarowski, I think Shams Charania from The Athletic and Stadium, right, Jordan? I think even he tweeted right afterwards. They all said that there was no change of heart, that there won't be a change of heart. So here's the thing. Okay, Andy, I'm with you. Look, clearly this guy wants to go live your life. That's fine. And I'm okay with it from this aspect, which is what we're going to talk about on this show. The New York Knicks absolutely wanted him. Stephen A. Smith was going bananas in the back of a car yesterday that the Knicks didn't get him. The Knicks fans are all upset. They still, regardless, as Screamin' A said this morning on Golic and Wingo, he was told personally that if they won and got Zion, they would have traded him and something else to try to get Anthony Davis. They want AD. That's fine. Trade him to the East. Get that number third pick. Now you can really start building.
Man, I mean, if AD stays, we got Zion, if we get, two mediocre guys or one more superstar, that, to me, that's everything Anthony Davis could want. He wants to win a championship.
I think it's more than that. I don't think it's about completely winning. I think it's about playing a certain mark. And here's the key thing as well. We talked about it on the show yesterday, Sharif, that things don't get accidentally leaked. And you started seeing a lot of that around the 2 o'clock hour of the Knicks are going to do all they can. They're going all in on AD. That's letting other teams know. And if you're the Pels, you're like, okay, because it just ups the ante for everybody else. The other thing that's important that took place just before the lottery, Anthony Davis, reports were that Anthony Davis would absolutely sign long-term in New York. Period. And that's all you need to know. The fact that they came out, again, not accidental. And that's what you need if you're the Pelicans, because there's fear that if you trade him to wherever and he's not going to sign long term, a lot of people won't give you what you want. He's got to want to sign there long term. So I think it's a win-win for everybody.
My fear, my fear in the long term for the Pelicans, that if they do trade him to the Knicks for that third overall pick, Knox, Mitchell Robinson, another player, and maybe some of the Porzingis trade piece.
Two first round picks.
Yeah, from the Porzingis trade with the Mavericks. Right. Yeah. Is that going to keep Drew Holiday around? I've said this a few times. That's a lot of teenagers, a lot of young guys for a guy who's 29 years old.
Because that was a package that Fletcher did yesterday about, the difference there, what you can and cannot do. Here's the thing. Just because they're young doesn't mean that they can't be talented and can't compete at the end of the day. Now, again, it's sort of what we've been talking about. You look at the landscape of the NBA. Okay, so maybe you can go bring Drew or Drew is, tradable. In terms of, he has a lot of market value that what you can go get for him. But he's a two-way player. He wants to be here. And I thought what was important, Andy, before we let you go and you can give your final thoughts, I thought it was key that David Griffin last night, when speaking with local reporters, we're going to speak with Will Guillory at 12:15, who was there in Chicago, along with Andrew Lopez of the Picayune. He said that Drew was one of the first players to reach out and sound excited. So, Sharif, that's a good sign that Drew Holiday immediately texts David Griffin and was excited about it, because it goes to your point.
And as important it is to keep AD, I think it's even more important to keep Drew happy.
You got to have somebody that wants to be here and can be a leader in that locker room.
You got to have that veteran presence. Like I said, you can't have a bunch of young guys, and he is now the face of the franchise along with
Andy. Zion. Any parting comments?
I got one last thing to say. If AD goes and we got Zion, new GM, please put some people around him. That's all I got to say.
And I hear you, Andy. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to talk about this because nationally, Twitter outside this area, everyone is going, here we go again, another star ruined. Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, Zion. Three completely different situations, three completely heads of state in terms of how the organization is built. This is not those two situations. Those two players and Chris Paul and AD left for different reasons. And this is not going to be a like situation. If that makes any sense.
It makes 100% sense. I mean, David Griffin is a very good executive. Respected, he knows how to build teams.
Knows what's going on. You're building from foundation and from scratch here. You know what you have.
Who is saying all this stuff, by the way?
Exactly.
Who's
people
saying
that are upset
national media
that you don't get Zion.
National
in a
media
big market.
Didn't get, Zion. The Lakers didn't get Zion. Yeah. It's what you're going
to
get.
Lee from St. Rose wants to chime in before we come to our first break. Lee, what you got?
Hey, Gus. Hey, man. First of all, how dare you not show up last night to Benny after inviting everybody?
Yeah,
I got you. I'm teasing. Mm-hmm. I still have to say this. You can leave any. You cannot show up anytime if it's going to come up to this kind of result. Hey, brother, stand me up every time, every single day. Man, we loved it. I was telling Shelly as they were picking. I said, baby, anything inside 5-1, we're playing with house money. And when the fifth pick rolled off and they didn't call our name, I was like, baby, now that 6% just went up to 25% chance.
And then when they called four, it was like everybody eventually started to get excited, and then it was down to three. I was like, "Can it be? Can it be?" And when they called off the second name, and they didn't call our name, everybody eventually just erupted. Man, it was electric. And the reason I called Gus was because of this. If the Knicks really still want Anthony Davis, they can have Anthony Davis. Give us the third pick so that we can go ahead on and team him up with his college teammate in JT Barrett. And we'll have Barrett and Zion on the same team. That would make Zion over the moon happy. I'm telling you, I just see there is nothing but – there is to me right now with David Griffin, he cannot snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. We're in the catbird seat. We would have been in the catbird seat at number two or three. But now that we have won the whole doggone thing, we're in the catbird seat, man. He can't mess this up. It's almost impossible to mess this up.
Well, I'm with you, Lee. I'll say this. You have so many different options and areas, and we're going to have fun with this conversation. We'll bring this up at 12:30 because Sharif thinks they should go another way. I feel it should go one way, and that's the question of the day we have out there. So, Lee, I got to get off here, but in 60 seconds, you just gave us – you think it's the Knicks. You would like to see AD traded to the Knicks.
Yeah, give us that number three they got, and next year's number one, and the year after that, we're good. We're good.
All right, Lee, thank you for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Look at you. Go ahead and present your idea. Just who do you think – what do you think should be the next step? And we'll visit it at 12:30 after Will Guillory.
Let Griff, Gail, and Drew talk to AD first when they meet with him next week and see what he says. We know he's going to say thanks, but no thanks.
Okay.
And then you explore the trade. You know what trade I want. Should I tell you now?
Yeah. Just tease it for 12:30.
Celtics. Okay. And I'll give you everything with it.
All right. So Sharisa, Celtics. I'm a Knicks guy. Where are you going?
I'm going to say he stays.
You think AD
I'm
going to
say he stays because once you get in that room, you're going to lay everything out on the table. You're going to have Drew and his best buddy multiple years, and then you're going to lay out the number in front of him of how much we could actually pay him.
Okay.
And then being at that, we're going to be like, you sign here, give us all or nothing right here and now, or you could walk out the door.
All right, we've got to get to Will Guillory, but Mark, I see you called from New Orleans. Give me your best 60 seconds. Go.
Okay, I have the perfect trade. Three-way trade with us, New York, and Memphis.
Okay.
Okay, we get the number two pick to pick Ja Morant and Mitchell Robinson from New York. Memphis gets the number three pick, Kevin Knox, and two of our second-round picks. New York gets A.D., Solomon Hill, or Etuan Moore. There it is.
Mark, I was daydreaming. Do you want R.J. Barrett or Ja Morant?
I just don't think
because you got Conley.
I just don't think it's enough.
Right.
For Anthony Davis.
Okay.
You probably need more than
but
that.
But I'm just the possibility of Ja and Zion on the same court with Drew would be
up tempo, exciting offense for sure.
I mean that's one of those, Mark. All right, so you see, look, this is one way. So Mark's got a way. Jordan's got a direction to go. I got one. Sharifa got one. That's the point of why we're doing this today, because David Griffin, the world is his right now. There's so many different avenues to go. Where do you go? Thanks, Mark, for the phone call. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in accidents. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. When we come back, Will Guillory at The Athletic. He's in Chicago. He's staying there for the combine as well. What was it like last night? He was there. He spoke to Griff. He spoke to Gentry. Let's talk to him next on ESPN New Orleans.
We said our goodbye on the night before.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Appliances. Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances.
Never mind. Customer win at Rod's Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod's Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod's Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Start your summer at a Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new Express Store makes shopping online easier than ever, and we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS Off-Road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Tundra model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 29027 1A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
Listen up. Do you have an old mobile home? Get $10,000 for it in trade equity. Trade it. Remove it. Replace it. Houma's best program. Call 985-872-2850 if that old trailer house has got to go. Only at Houma's Clayton Homes. Remember, Houma's best trade-in program. Call now, 985-872-2850, or check them out on Facebook. So get rid of that old mobile home and get $10,000 for it. Houma's Clayton Homes.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I kind of like this music, Joey. Keep it up here while David Griffin talks after he won.
We started that process the day we had the press conference, and subsequently after we hired Aaron Nelson to run our medical team. We're going to be attracting best-in-class individuals. It's what we want to do, and it's what we want to be about. And this is certainly representative of that, right? I mean, it's something that we certainly are grateful for. And I think when you live in a place of gratitude, good things start to happen.
I tell you what, that's easily the song to start, right, at the tip. What do you think? What do you think? Will Guillory of The Athletic, do you think this needs to be the song right at the tip of the upcoming season?
I would say either this or To Zion by Lauryn Hill. I mean, that's what I was supposed to do all last night for sure.
I like that.
Will Guillory at The Athletic joins us. Dude, you were there last night. Look, one of the best things you've been doing this morning as well is retweeting fan videos and the reaction.
Smart.
It's been fantastic to watch. I can tell you I scared my poor 2.5-year-old because I was screaming. At the TV. My wife's like, stop, you're scaring him. I couldn't stop. Jordan, my intern's FaceTiming me. He's screaming at his place. I mean, what was it like being there?
It was insane, man, because I think just like everybody watching at home, it was like, as you see these different picks going by, you see these teams moving up and moving down, and it's like, wait, did the Pelicans just jump up? I remember I was sitting next to Andrew Lopez, and I think the Wizards jumped up at number 8. And he was like, the Pelicans just jumped up. And I was like, really? They did? And I think it was kind of a shock for everyone just to see the 4 kind of random teams that jumped up to the top was the Pelicans, the Knicks, the Grizzlies, and the Lakers. I mean, I don't think anybody expected that to happen. So I think the room was just in shock. Mm-hmm. And then to see that it ended up being the Pelicans winning it, it was unbelievable because I certainly didn't think this was a possibility coming in, and just seeing it happen that way, it was incredible to watch.
You know, Will, yesterday on the show, we closed down and we asked everybody that was here, like, what would be your best? I wanted a top 4. I thought if you got number 4, you would still get a nice piece. You know, like, whether it's Kobe White, DeAndre Hunter, I mean, you'd get a nice player. Obviously, I think that there's first 3 players that kind of really stand out with Barrett, Morant, and Zion. I said, hey, if you get the 2nd, it's great. You never know what Phoenix, they may want, you know, Ja, and, you know, you'd be happy if you could do it. But if you get 1, I think, does it put AD in play? Do you legitimately think there's a shot here? Or, as you saw the reports yesterday, the Knicks, if they won, were going to go after Davis. And Davis, well, reports, as you know how that goes, Will, came out that AD would sign long-term with New York. What do you think happens with Anthony Davis?
Well, I mean, at the very least, you have to say that the Pelicans are in a better position than they were this time yesterday, right? I mean, having a talent like Zion, you know, on his way to the city, I think that's something a lot of guys in this league would look forward to if you're part of this team. And I think, you know, obviously there's a long way to go, and there's been a bunch of reports about what Anthony Davis is thinking, what David Griffin is thinking. I think I want to wait until they actually have their sit-down meeting where they're face-to-face and David Griffin can lay out his entire plan to AD. I think right now AD is probably more focused on vacationing and working out, and I don't think he's really, you know, really done a deep dive into what the Pelicans are going to look like next year with David Griffin. And I think that time will come eventually. But I think, you know, this franchise, just from the work David Griffin has done in a short period of time, is entirely just way more attractive than they were, you know, just a few months ago. I mean, with the way he's boosted the front office, he's added Aaron Nelson to the training staff, one of the best trainers in the league. Alvin Gentry said he's probably one of the best in all of sports. And then the commitment they made to, you know, making renovations to the practice facility, I think this team is showing they're committed to winning. And now it's just a matter of selling that message to AD and what does he really want. I think that's the big question we still don't have the answer to. What does AD want? What's the type of team he wants to play for? And I think that's what Griffin has to figure out.
All right, Will Guillory's the way to follow him over on Twitter, covers the Pelicans for The Athletic. Will, you were there, and I don't know. It's a shot in the dark if you can kind of give us a little better understanding. Mark Spears, former LSU Tiger football guy, for some reason's there, and he's texting, you know, about the draft lottery, and he says Zion was whisked away after the Pelicans, you know, won the lottery. I seen some explanation of it's because he had to get on camera and they were doing an interview immediately, but it was inferred that, you know, he bailed, couldn't wait to get out of there because he was upset. And I don't think it's any coincidence. You see a lot of national coverage on this, and it's always a picture of him walking in the hallway holding a phone and he looks upset and happy, which, you know how that works with still photography. You get to choose what picture. I think it's disingenuous. Right. You were there. You saw the young man. Did you get any sense whatsoever that this was what I'm seeing on social media, quote, an Eli Manning moment?
Yeah, I don't buy into that. I think it's fair to say that Zion probably went into the last night expecting to go to the Knicks. I think that was I guarantee you a bunch of people around him has been in his ear kind of talking about, hey, maybe you get to play with Kevin Durant next year. You get to play with Kyrie Irving. You get to be in Madison Square Garden. And as a 19-year-old kid, you're hearing these possibilities, and I'm sure he was looking forward to that. And to see it come that close, the Knicks jump into the top four, and then they land at number three, I'm sure that was kind of shocking to him. And I'm sure he wasn't expecting to land in New Orleans. And, you know, all of the kind of everything that's up in the air with this team right now, I'm sure he kind of looked at it as like, oh, I don't know if I want to really do that when that New York situation was kind of laying up there for him. But I think we've seen with Zion in the past, this guy just loves the game of basketball. He loves his teammates. And I think once he finally gets around this team and gets around guys like Jrue Holiday, I don't know if there's an – I would be shocked if he doesn't really buy into this situation. I think he's going to love it in New Orleans, and I think you guys know the fan base, they're going to embrace him. They're going to love everything about this guy because it's not just the talent he brings to the game. It's the passion he plays with. That guy plays hard every single night. He cares about his teammates. He cares about winning, and the people in this city are going to love a guy like that.
Look, for what it's worth, and you know you cover the NBA, it's not a short check that you write. 2,500 tickets, Andrew Doak of Channel 4 saying – overnight and this morning already new season tickets. So I think that's incredible that you know, you get that sense and feeling. Look, I'm with you. I think a lot of it is kind of disinformation in terms of they don't realize that, you know, and you're right. Look, he's not from here. He's not here. He doesn't get it. All he sees on social media is, well, AD doesn't want to be there. You know, no one wants to go there. No one wants to be there. So I think until he's here and he sets foot here, then he will see that that's not the case. I mean, now, I wouldn't mind suggesting that Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, and Cam Jordan, who I've absolutely bought into the culture, take him out to dinner the day after the draft on Friday, June 21st. But, I mean, you know, it's like, I think exactly. Once he gets here, Will, he's going to see that it's a welcoming situation, and it's not probably what's been portrayed.
Yeah, I would say not revealing anything, but I've seen Alvin Kamara out downtown, and I would say anybody that spends the night out with Alvin Kamara, you're going to fall in love with New Orleans. And I think just the way you see the people that embrace him and walk up to him and tell him how much they love him, and I'm sure Zion is going to get that like times 10 once he finally is here and he's walking around and going to different restaurants, and I'm sure there's going to be like a standing ovation every time he walks into a room just because people are so excited to get him into the building. And,
right.
And I think even beyond just him, I think just kind of moving past just the ugliness of last season and just kind of the hope that he presents, I think that's why you see kind of the videos I've been retweeting all day about these fans being so excited. It's not just they're adding a talent like Zion, but it's just kind of putting that past behind them and just kind of the failures of this franchise and their inability to get the most out of AD. Zion kind of presents this new hope of a guy that can maybe take them to the next level and kind of transform the way people view this franchise. And just like you said, Zion kind of looks at this thing kind of just the way a lot of people nationally look at this team as well. AD couldn't win here. He doesn't want to be here, so why would I want to be there?
Right. Right.
That's what they really want to change with David Griffin being here and now Zion possibly being the new face of the franchise.
Will, and that's what I'm going to try to do for 3 hours here to explain. I think fans here get it. I mean, there's three different situations. CP3 left for a completely different situation, then Anthony Davis is leaving, and Zion's inheriting a completely different situation. They're all three different. They're not the same. I get the results for two of them are, but it's for different reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look back to that Chris Paul situation, I think it was more about ownership than anything. I think
Bingo. They
were making that transition over, and eventually a few years later, they went to Tom Benson. He ended up buying the team. But I think CP was a guy that, I mean, you heard it before. He talked over and over again about how much he loved this city, and he was a guy that finished second in the MVP as a member of the Hornets. So he had success here, but I just think it was just a matter of the ownership not really putting the pieces around him. And with AD, just like I said before, I don't even know if it's necessarily just basketball the reason he wants to leave New Orleans. I think he feels like he should be a bigger star on the NBA stage. Maybe he should play in a bigger city, you know, possibly becoming, you know, a different type of figure in this league. And I don't think he really sees himself doing that in New Orleans. But I think we've seen in the past with guys like LeBron in Cleveland, Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City, Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City. If you've got a big enough personality and your game speaks loud enough, the people will follow, and it doesn't matter where you are. And I think a guy like Zion, it doesn't matter what the market size here, that guy, people are going to watch him play, and people are going to show up to see him play, and there's going to be big ratings for every Pelicans game next year just because
they
want to see what that guy can do. And is he going to dunk over five people all at once? Is he going to, you know, have 30 and 30? I mean, we don't know what this guy could do. It's incredible to think the potential he brings.
Bingo, exactly. And believe me, we're going to talk a lot more as we get closer to the draft. Will, we'll have you in and talk a little bit more about this. But I tire of it. He needs to develop a three-point. No, he doesn't. You go do what you do. Go block shots. Go dunk. It's David Griffin's job now to fill the pieces around and make this a complete team. One final thing for Will Guillory, who's in Chicago. He's staying there for the draft combine. You would think your job's over, you're done, you know. But actually, no. What if the Pelicans do trade for that third or fourth pick or other player? So the combine's about to be pretty interesting for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the interesting part about the way the lottery played out. It wasn't just that the Pelicans landed that number one pick. I think it landed perfectly for them to the fact that the New York Knicks jumped into the top four, and also the Los Angeles Lakers jumped into the top four, two potential Anthony Davis destinations where if you can't sell them on the idea of playing with Jrue Holiday and Zion Williamson, well, maybe you can come out of this with two of the top three picks in the draft, which would be incredible for this team, considering we were going in the last night thinking, maybe they'll land at 7 or 8, you know, and now you're looking at number one and number three, or number one and number four, which would be just an incredible boost for this team to kind of start that rebuilding process and have a guy like Zion Williamson, where if you question his desire to be in New Orleans, well, if you bring his Duke teammate in, like R.J. Barrett, and allow them to play on the same team, I'm sure he's going to brighten up about the idea of playing in New Orleans pretty quickly. And I think just having that possibility, just those different possibilities and those different options, I think it's an ideal situation for David Griffin to be in because all the cards are in his hand now.
Yeah.
I think you saw when Anthony Davis requested this trade in February, he kind of took all of Dell Demps' leverage away. And I think that's why you saw Dell Demps push back so much on those Lakers rumors because he was saying, hey, you're not going to force me to trade you where you want to go and have them just give me whatever. But now David Griffin can say, okay, we can keep AD until the trade deadline. We can trade him this summer and have three picks. We can keep him and sign him to the Supermax, whatever works. and they're going to be in a good position regardless.
They can do all kind of things. And Will, I don't know if you follow LSU baseball a lot, but Sharif, what did we just see?
Rally possum outside the window.
We just saw a possum outside the window. So there we go. The rally possum is now in. All the good luck signs are happening right now for us. Will, great stuff. Looking forward to your coverage, obviously, in the combine. Because, look, there's no – just like you just said with all the different possibilities for Griffin, there's no sure sign here. We've gotten different calls already. There's three differing opinions here. Sharif says Celtics. I say Knicks. Jordan says try to keep them. There's so many different ways you can sort of go. Somebody suggested already a phone call or a three-way trade. So, yeah, this should be fun, Will.
Hey, it's going to be a crazy summer. And I was just joking about this with somebody a few minutes ago, but man, we're actually going to get to go to summer league and see players playing for the Pelicans that are actually rookies and can develop into something. We can look forward to going to Vegas and seeing something. I mean, imagine what those gyms are going to look like if Zion Williamson walks in for a summer league game. I mean,
yeah, that place is going to be sold out. It's going to be sold out. Woo! Yeah, yeah. But Sharif just
bachelor party.
Himself.
It's a bachelor party
for me.
Jordan,
the intern, apparently just said that he's going to Vegas now. Everybody's going to
school today. Today couldn't be any better.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate your time. Enjoy your time in Chicago. Look forward to the coverage, bud.
Absolutely, man. I'll talk to you guys later.
There he is. Again, you can just hear everyone just ecstatic. Chris in Mid-City coming to you after the break. I promise. 800-998-1003. Stick around. Sharif Oshak, Gus Kattengill, Jordan the intern, and your phone calls. Aaron Harrigan coming up at 1:30. Raphael, the odds. Wait till you hear how the odds changed last night. One move.
Saw it. It's great.
I want you to
crazy.
Wait till you hear the odds. Stick around. I'm excited. Clearly, you know, I think most of you guys are as well. Let's chat. It's the Sports Hangover Hour 1 presented by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Gonna look you right in the face.
Better get yourself together, darling.
At Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrades 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's health care. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available now at Advance Auto Parts.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people. Candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this, DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with brands like Polo Ralph Lauren, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
We're clapping. We're in a good mood. Gus Kattengill. Sharif Shaq from Channel 6 Deportes. I did go retweet and like your tweet. My bad. You tweeted as well. 2,500 season tickets.
That's first.
In overnight in the morning, 2,500 new fans or renewals. I mean, which is 2,500. Do you know if it's renewals or is it new seats, season tickets?
I would assume it's a new season ticket.
And that's incredible. Look, again, there's an impact. It's going to be more, and especially once that name happens, once June 20th, 6:10, 6:15-ish, Adam Silver says the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson. You see him walk out there. Merch is about to fly off the shelf. You name it. Chris in Mid-City, thanks for holding on through the break. What you got for us on the Sports Hangover?
Welcome back, number one. And you said something that prompted a question. Mm-hmm. You said that they were going to have a meeting with Anthony Davis and Ms. Gale and Griff and Drew and all that. And pose a question that they were talking about, oh, what kind of team, you know, would you like to play, you know? And I say, don't give them a choice. Who is responsible? Here's my question. Who is responsible for setting the vision? Is it Griffin? Is it going to be the new GM? Is it going to be the coach? Who does that? Who sets the vision for the franchise?
It's David Griffin. He reports only, okay, Sharif, to Gale Benson.
That's it. They gave him the blank, you know, check, yeah, and said, do your thing.
And literally, like, he, by his words, made outrageous demands, and they've met them all. So, you know, to pull Sharif, Aaron Nelson from Phoenix probably cost. He had overpay.
What did Gail say whenever she fired Dell and when, you know, AD demanded the trade? She pretty much said, we are going to turn this thing around. We're going to fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, not exactly, well, but, you know, we're going to make it.
Also at the owner's meetings, and Dennis Lauscha said it at the owner's meetings, the team president for both. It needs to be run more like the Saints. And when he says that, he wasn't referring to we need to run like an NFL organization, Sharif. They need to run it the way the Saints have been running since Sean Payton's gotten here. They've been one of the first teams using new technology, virtual reality technology. Remember, you can go to practice and use a headset and you can see everything. They've done so many advancements in tech that we hear occasionally. That's what they mean by that. They invest in their scouts. They invest in, you know, equipment. They invest in, you know, the latest technology. You just heard Will reference the renovations that are coming to the practice facility. All of that stuff, that falls under the we need to run it more like the Saints umbrella.
Yeah, you got off track. I'm talking about the vision. I want a team to do this. The New Orleans people now, we feel like we got a clean slate, but we got Gentry. So is Griffin going to run the same kind of team that we've been seeing and just with new faces, or can we do something really dynamic and get a dynamic coach or get a dynamic GM? But, you know, who sets that kind of a tone? Does it come all the way from Griff? You know, because then the GM's going to want to say, well, we're going to play this new, faster, speedier game, and that may be contrary to what Gentry's idea is. So who sets that tone?
We just told you it is Alvin Gentry. I mean, it's David Griffin. It's David Griffin. And all you need to know, Sharif, is two things, one from last night and one from before he got hired and the day he got hired, that it was his call as to who was going to be the head coach. Gail Benson said it's his call. So if he feels and felt, and he said it was almost immediate when they met, that Alvin was his guy, and you saw it yesterday in the lottery. They're hugging. They go all way back. But he also did say, Sharif, yesterday, he said he's happy for Alvin Gentry, and then he's sad for Alvin Gentry because he did say, quote, that also means you need to win now. He said it yesterday.
Well, I'd hug a lamppost last night, you know. That don't mean nothing, hugging a coach. Is it an economic move just to keep Gentry because he's already on the contract? And then we're gonna build a team. We're doing too much too fast right now. Let's just keep Gentry until we really figure things out.
No, I think they're going with Alvin Gentry at least for now. I mean, that's man.
I just think that they saw how he handled the whole Anthony Davis situation. Yeah. They thought it was not fair the way the season went.
Chris,
give him another chance.
This guy can't use the bench. All of a sudden, we had these great bench players. Chris, and they were sitting on their butts because Gentry wouldn't put them in.
Chris, I understand that there's some, you know, look, there's some things that you could sit there basketball-wise and say you wish things could have happened differently for Alvin Gentry and think he may not know the game and all this other stuff. I get that fans feel that way. I think what's going to be interesting for me to see here as well is to be lock in step with the GM. Gentry was given a team that it wasn't meant for him to coach. It kept changing, evolving roster-wise. The general manager didn't have new young players that could come up. They didn't even have a scouting department. Sharif, am I lying? I mean, there were very minimal personnel people under Del Demps. He wanted to do it all. He wanted to scout. He wanted to travel to go do that. And he wasn't there with the coach. So I get what you're saying in the sense that there's some fans that feel he can't coach. Look at what happened after the AD situation. If players didn't buy into him, Sharif, they would have quit on him. But period, end of story. In today's NBA, when players don't buy their coach, it's so easily visible, it's not even funny. The fact they played hard and won games, and then Drew Holiday says, I want to stay. That guy is a great two-way player. Their teams right now, playoff teams in the NBA would want him. The fact that he says he wants to stay before David Griffin was hired probably means he likes the coach. If he didn't, he wouldn't be here.
Yeah,
period, end of story.
I feel like Del Demps, the firing after he was fired, I think Alvin Gentry felt like he could coach. And then those players on the bench became better.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't good
and
before.
And keep this in mind, Chris, when you are living under the adage, and this is what I kept saying over and over again with the AD situation, when you are living under the if you don't win, if you go and lose two in a row, if you don't sign this guy, AD leaves. It's so hard to live like that. None of us can focus and function in a situation like that. You can't be in a relationship, personal, work-wise, friendship, where you make one mistake, you're going to hear, well, then I'm going to leave you. So it's hard to coach that way. You probably have to play certain players. You probably have to wonder, you know, upset certain players. All under the guise of, well, if you don't do it this way, he's going to leave. You know what I'm getting at? So, look, I'm not saying don't feel that way. He's definitely under the gun. But I think if you trust David Griffin as the basketball exec with his experience, then you have to trust that the guy said in his introductory press conference, the first day he got here, he met with Alvin, and it's his guy. So, if you're going to trust everything else, you know?
We got Magic Mickey on the football side, and what we got? We got Lucky Griffin on the other side.
I don't know. He is lucky right now. The guy won the lottery again, Chris. But look, I'll say this. There's definitely hope. And a couple of months ago, it didn't feel like that, right?
I'll take your advice. I'll take a deep breath, lower my blood pressure, and just sit back and see what happens.
And look, you have every right to feel that way. They have to earn our trust. And I think David Griffin will be the first one to say it as well. The Pelicans have to earn our trust as a fan base.
I don't have a little kid. Mine's in his 30s now. Mm-hmm. But I got a big old German Shepherd that was just sleeping her behind off. And now I started screaming, and Lord, she saw someone breaking through the door, man. She lit up.
Yeah, I feel so
it
bad.
Was wild.
Carver started. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Chris from Mid-City. Carver Sharif was kind of, you know, I mean, my wife, stop screaming. You're scary. And Carver's like, what's wrong, Dad? I'm like, nothing's wrong. Everything's great. Twitter Dave from Metairie. What you got, my friend? Hello, Twitter Dave.
He's still in shock.
Yeah, he's still in shock. Twitter Dave. What's up, buddy?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
How are you?
Hey, man, I'm sorry about that. I guess I must hit the mute button.
No, that's
fine. You know, I'm a football guy, so I just, you know, I got two questions, two-parted questions. Excited it. I live streamed it, and I was happy for everybody and the Pelicans and, you know, New Orleans. They say the national news is saying that he's going to, now I'm a novice. Keep that in mind. I don't know a lot about positioning. He's going to play the number four and work into the number three. What is the number three? And what part of his game needs to improve in order to be a number three? I'm gonna hang up and listen, brother. I'm a big fan, and I'm just gonna hang up and listen and see what you got to say.
Well, look, I'll say this: I think there's a lot of hope out there that wasn't there. Sharif, would you say that? I mean, that's for sure. And I think, it's one of the things too, as well as we go to break here, that I keep seeing more and more, outside of here, it's Zion, and I, look, Sharif was just showing me something I'm going to play here coming up in a sec. Poor Zion, he's going to be wasted here. They're not going to know how to build and all that. And again, it's just, it's so misguided. It's just misinformed. And it's the same thing that I've been seeing this week. They're not a basketball town. Sharif, where were the rankings once again at the end of the season? ESPN, ABC, TNT? Where was New Orleans?
Near the top. Was it
third?
The top? Yeah.
Third of the NBA markets. Third.
But every player should play for those large markets.
Yeah.
Right?
Third.
Yeah.
A city doesn't care about hoops. Third. What happened this season? Their franchise player turned his back on him and sabotaged the year and said, trade me. If there was a year to where the ratings did drop, it would have been this one. I'm not talking about Fox Sports New Orleans. I'm talking about local TV, which I know some people try to put that in it. Well, they're not very highly ranked. People don't watch the games. I get it. But they watched NBA. They may not have watched the Pelicans, but they watched NBA basketball. So you do have basketball fans here. Because if you didn't have basketball fans, you only had, you know, the occasional only watch or listen because the Pels are winning, then those ratings wouldn't be as high. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, quick break. When we come back, time to check in on the NOLA goal. Head coach Nate Osborne's chiming in. We'll see what's going on with him. And then coming up, it's Rafael Esparza at 105, Aaron Hartigan 130. More of your phone calls. Got about 5 minutes before the top of the hour. We'll just check in quickly with Coach. Then we'll continue on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
When you're sick, you want to be close to home. World-class medicine doesn't require a trip to the city because the best care is close to home at Thibodeau Regional. We're continually adding new services, and our team of physicians has grown to more than 250.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodeau Regional.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Keep up with your favorite shows on the go with TV Everywhere. Vision's TV packages now include TV Everywhere, so you can watch your favorites on any internet-connected laptop or mobile device, anytime, anywhere. Keep up with series, movies, and more from many networks in your TV package, including live sports on channels like ESPN. Just log in, make your selection, and enjoy. TV Everywhere. It's included with Vision's TV service. Sign up now at viscom.net.
It's Golic and Wingo.
NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski. What happened in this three-way trade where the Brookses, Marshawn, and Dillon were mixed up? Who mixed it up? Who screwed it up?
There were players in the deal from Phoenix's side. Trevor Ariza knew he had been traded.
Right.
And so Memphis and Phoenix starting to talk to each other and compare notes was when, as the names are being reported, do we have this right? And the answer was no, we don't. And they said, well, there's no deal to do here.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Getting reaction, Pelicans win the lottery. They get the right to draft Zion Williamson, one overall in the NBA draft. Randy on the West Bank. Give me a few minutes. I'll try to go to you right before the top of the hour break. Got to get Coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold in quickly to preview the final home game of the season. Final match coming off of a disappointing loss, 26-19 at home against San Diego. Coach, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
I know. You're so different today after you have a couple of. What happened in that game? You said they were a good team. They're in first place by a point and a win.
Yeah, they are a good team. They're a physical team. I thought we matched them physically. And, you know, it just was one of those games we just couldn't get over the line at the end there to, you know, get that win or get that draw. There's some stuff that we know that we need to fix up. But all in all, you know, some of those losses like that, when you play really hard and you go at it, you know, they're not as disappointing as the ones that, you know, you lose, that you give away penalties like in Seattle and stuff like that. It was a good game, and, you know, credit to them, they deserve the win, but we get another crack at them in the next 3 weeks, and then I think they're the team that we're going to have to face in the final to win this thing as well. So, you know, we're the top two teams for a reason.
Yeah, Coach, that's what I was going to get into. You're going to get a chance to get a little revenge at San Diego. It's the final game of the season. This weekend, though, it is the final home match here in New Orleans. Hosting a team in Houston that you said, I want to recall the last time you faced them, you said, look, they're looking for their first win, but you can't take them lightly. Was that the team you're referring to back then?
They've actually rattled off a couple wins. They've beaten a couple of the bottom teams. So there's like a... There's nine teams in the league. There's six teams fighting for playoff spots, and there's three teams all battling to try and not be the last team in the league. And so they've been trying to kind of knocking each other off down there, and as well as the top teams. So there's kind of two battles within the league going on right now, and they're kind of right in the middle of their battle with the bottom two teams, Austin and Utah.
Give us, as we walk out of here, what is the key, do you think, to get this win at Houston, get back on the winning side of things before two straight on the road?
I think it's just playing our game. I think it's one of those things where if we can use the ball the way we want it to, I think we had a few too many turnovers on the weekend. If we can play with the pace that we like to play with and we can move the ball around, I think they're going to have a really hard time defending us. And they did the last time we played them. We had a big win. I think it was our biggest win of the season. I think it was 49-11, the final score of that one. So obviously, as everyone goes through the season, they get better and better and we get better and better. But I think we've just got to go in with the mindset that we just need to play our game, and we need to, you know, play fast and run them off their feet.
Final game of the season at Gold Stadium, 4:00. If you can't get out there, it's going to be on CST, but get out there. It's the final game of the season. It's a fun experience. And then the next two are at home, and then we'll see where the season ends there. Each and every Wednesday, though, we'll talk with head coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA Gold. Thanks, Coach, for a little bit of your time today.
Perfect, mate. Thank you. I'll talk to you when I'm winning next week, mate.
There you go. There we go. You'll be
about Jordan.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I have not forgotten about Jordan either. He's going to come to one of your training sessions.
Yeah. Tell him to come after a win. It's a lot better. Next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Coach. At NOLAGoldRugby.com. It's the way to go check him out online. NOLA Gold over on Twitter. Randy on the West Bank, thanks for holding on through that, man. And we'll get you on before the top of the hour break. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, Gus?
How are you?
How you been doing, man? Been working a lot, haven't been able to call in. But I don't know about you, but I'll always remember where I was when I seen Memphis is picking second in the 2019 NBA draft, man. I don't know about you, kind of like the Super Bowl where the Falcons gave up a 25-point lead. but anyway, you know, I was just thinking about it, and, you know, of course, you know, you take Zion, there really is no, you know, there really is, as far as box office, too. And that's one thing that this city really needs is, you know, to be on a national stage. I mean, we really haven't been on a national stage. And the last time we were, it was, you know, with AD wearing a shirt and, you know, that whole drama thing going on. And you know, this franchise just needs some life instilled into it and some, you know, some positive attitude, but most of all, you know, they need to do some winning. So I just got to thinking about what happened in Boston, and, you know, nobody's happy, Rozier's not happy, and of course, the other guy that's always miserable with his face in the book.
Joel Embiid?
Kyrie. Uh-huh. Yeah. So how do you think the Pelicans winning the draft and obviously, you know, taking Zion changes the Boston dynamics with the trade of Anthony Davis. You get what I'm saying? To put more pressure on Boston, saying, well, man, they might want to, you know, keep Anthony Davis with Zion, but we want him. Mm-hmm. So do you think it would be, okay, well, first we were just going to give away Tatum and, you know, maybe Brown, but, you know, maybe it's all chips on a table now, or does it not change it at all?
It's a bidding war, Randy, as we get to the top of the hour. I get what you're saying. We'll talk a little bit about this here, top of the hour as well.
And we win.
Esparza. Exactly. I think, right, Sharif, would you agree right now David Griffin is in the position of, I mean, just power amongst power.
He's like Daenerys on Game of Thrones, if you would watch it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the dragon lady?
Yes.
There you go. Yep. Randy, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Good shot.
Thank you, Gus. I appreciate it.
He could shot down one week and could destroy a city the next.
Yep. That works.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should watch it.
So dragons have with the Starbucks. Apparently they flubbed again. I saw on Twitter.
No, they flubbed.
The lady that yeah, exactly. She was missing a hand. Now she grew a hand. Is that what happened? Oh, bro.
Can't confirm or deny that. Second straight week of fun. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. With the can of Pringles. Hour one in the books. It was brought to you by, of course, the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in accidents. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. When we come back, Rafael Esparza, we'll get the Vegas take. Listen to how the odds changed with one thing that took place last night. Erin Hartigan, Fox Sports New Orleans. She hosts the pregame, halftime, and postgame shows in Fox Sports New Orleans. She wants to chime in at 1:30. The Graph still can't believe the Pels won the lottery. He's coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. It's a Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.